Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome to the pregame recap for WJAL, World Highlight League. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska. And today's pregame podcast is being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Head over to WJAL.EPRN.US and join the World Highlight League fan portal. And today's podcast sponsors are World Highlight League, Claro KC, but of course, and Black Star Fund LLLP. Head over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and discover all the B2B connections and resources available for your business or organization at BlackStarFundLLLP.com. We're not your typical B2B agency. And we've got updates for this preseason pregame recap. We have a new team. We have some roster change-ups. And Rockin' Ray's got some updates with a scouting report. And we've got a fan portal that's up and running for World Highlight League. And I'll have more information and about that. And sign up for FantasyHighlight.com. Continue signing up for FantasyHighlight.com. The season opener starts February 3rd, 2023 at 7 p.m. at Magic City. And it's the first match of the season will be the Lifestyle Miami Chargers versus the Robote Renegades. And I have a little something extra for you as well. If you want to book a VIP style meeting in a sports lounge atmosphere, head over to the Sports Club at Magic City in Miami, Florida. No advance booking is required. And with that, we'll be right back right after these participating sponsor messages. So stay tuned in right here to the 2023 preseason recap, WJAL recap. Stay tuned in.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com. For heavy-hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to betrivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business-to-business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Welcome back to the preseason recap here. Preseason World Highlight League recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we've got Rockin' Ray Haluska on the line with us. And he's got some exciting news. We've got some updates. We've got some roster change-ups. And we've got a scouting report on six new players coming to Magic City for Battle Court. Rockin' Ray, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's been a long 2 months. One, because we've been missing all the great action in Magic City. And for those of us who got dialed in, it was six performances in 5 days at up in Dania for the internet invitational tournament they had up there. And I'm glad to have 4 days off without having to watch highlight, but then I'm ready for Battle Court to begin.
All right. So what's the good news with these six new players that came into the draft? Have it here in your report.
In case people forgot, Ron decided to leave South Florida and move back to California to be closer to his family, so he wasn't going to be able. And Diaz also has left the Magic City roster. He's in Colorado and enjoying life in the beautiful mountains up there. I guess he had a lingering injury that just wasn't healing fast enough for him, and decided to do a little bit of a career shift right now. So that created some openings. Also, Robin will not be available until probably May as he recovers from I don't remember what the exact injury is, but he is in the multi-month recovery from that. And rumors that a fifth team was coming to the league this year have come true. And the new team is the Tejada Devils. And then the Chula Chargers now have a sponsor that is incorporating their name into their identification. So they're now the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. That's a show seen in the Miami area. And actually, we interviewed Scott Savin on that show to talk about the Battlecourt season and highlight Magic City. So that's an exciting and hopefully really audience expanding partnership that I think Magic City's got themselves into.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, I see the Dahada Devils. They picked up Douglas and Jedden. So, man, this is going to be an exciting season three because, you know, I see a lot of switch around. And Jedden's not a Cyclone anymore. We have some new players. And why don't you give them the rundown on those six new players that just got acquired?
Okay, very good. You'll notice that most of these players are not as tall as some of the Magic City players. But we're going to start with what should be the most exciting of the bunch is Zuleika. He's 5'11", 185 from Spain. He'll be 32 in February, so he's got a birthday coming up.
Okay.
He's a really exciting front court player that does thrill the audiences with his kill shots. And he edged all Dania players in wins with a one advantage over the previously unknown Vicente, who was brought over for the two-month Dania Invitational. In Partido play, which is the closest thing to Battle Court, and these players will only be playing in Battle Court. They won't be playing in Pelota games. He was 2-1 in three matches, winning a tight 15-14 match in the opening round with his opponent underserved on game point. His team semi-final match did not go as well, and he and his partner Mancy were air prone while their victorious opponents were nearly flawless. It was something to see. And then he received vindication for that semifinal loss with a win in the game for third place. And that was important because the first three finishing teams in that tournament received cash, while the fourth place team got their thanks for participating. So that was, they played very well. And Zuleika was one way to become popular and highlight is to finish in the money a lot. He led Loop up there with 56.2% of in the money finishes in his pari-mutuel games. And I'll be bold and suggest this transplant player will dominate in Battle Court. He'll play number one slot for the newly named Chargers. And we'll get to see a Zuleika Go Cherry match in Friday night's opening match. We haven't, they don't have announced the teams in advance as far as
the match. I think that's very possible. Yes, I think that's very possible.
You mentioned something about fantasy. We can sign up for that again? You're saying we can sign up
anytime. I haven't had an official word come across about, deadlines, before 7 p.m. on Friday and get your picks in or anything like
that. That should have the matchups then, right? That would, if they do it like last year, that should have the matchups.
Right. It should have the matchups beforehand. So you'll be able to see them. Yeah. So, if you want to take a sneak peek at the matchups, go ahead and head over to fantasyhighlight.com. Sign up if you're not signed up already. And you can take a peek at the Battle Court matchups for the 2023 season, this first half.
I think Andrew Blackman said we did have to sign up again and play. And while on the topic of last year's, on the topic of Fantasy Highlight, one of the stronger finish week after week was a gentleman named Sarasota Kenny. And he lost a battle with cancer in recent weeks, and so he won't be around for that. But he was a longtime highlight fan. It was a father-son thing for one of the guys that contributes to Pelota Press, Steve Martin, with the Stramar blog, an incredible collection of stats. And he and some of his associates crank out all kinds of stats you don't get from anywhere. I mean, the most leagues don't have statisticians as good as these guys, and I'll be, as I've been, consulting their stats all the time for updates and stuff. But that's that, and I'm glad you reminded me of a fantasy highlight, because I want to get in the beginning this year and not halfway through and try to keep up with getting my picks in all the time.
Yeah, I watched him on the leaderboard all last year. Yeah.
He was always up there. You know, so he had knowledge that some would pass on to some, but I'm sure there were some that did not get passed on, and the world is lesser for it. And I never got to meet the man, but he sounds like he was a great guy. Condolences to his family. We'll get back to our preview now. Another guy that's going to be on the Chargers this year is Iturbide. He's 5'10", 170 pounds from Spain, and he'll be the second-ranked player on the Chargers. The 31-year-old was in the money 41.6% of his games, and he made it to the finals and was part of the duo along with Oyonnax that ousted Zueka in the semifinal round. He couldn't find the magic in the final match and finished runners-up to Urrutia and Mandiola, who will be heading back to Europe. The Chargers have another Magic City newcomer. So half of their roster is players that are going to be totally new to Magic City and our cozy 125-foot court. His name is Iriondo. That's I-R-I-N-D-O. He'll be playing at the number 5 slot for the Chargers. And I think Benny Bueno said his father played in the USA years ago. He's kind of an unknown commodity. I don't have any height and weight information on him or how his team ability has gone over there, but they're bringing him over, so somebody sees something they like, and he could be a real boost for the Chargers. He plays like a 3 or a 4 instead of a 5. And the way the roster looks, he never the draft board. Caballo is rated a 5. Was rated a 3 player behind Manu and Manny. So, you don't know what you're getting. He's rated 5, but if he plays above his position, his ranking, then he can really disrupt some things.
Okay.
So, as far as the Beehive Devils, they're the new kids on the Battle Court block this year. It's the 5th team, and they have one of the new players to Magic City, Urbieta, who checks in at 5'9", 175 pounds from Spain. He's 32 years old. And he's a backcourter and was in the money 32.8% of the time at the recently completed Dania Invitational. He was teamed with Vicente quite a bit and was the runner-up in all games wins in doubles with 8 wins, trailing only Zuleika's effort with Manti, who produced 9 wins over the season.
Okay.
And said before, they mixed up the teams with Dania, unlike Magic City, where the players are keen for the season. So, their turn was come up to play together again, and he did very well with the top front quarter. So he could really be a big help to the Devils as they try to avoid the normal fate of an expansion team of struggling tremendously. So now we move on to the Robote Renegades. They have 2 Dania transplants. Old friend Arda, he's 6'3", 160 pounds in West Palm Gardens, Florida. He'll be 35 in May and has nearly faced the Magic City as he's been an official for games for a few years now. He won the last game of the 22-23 season at Dania with his best effort of the season. That was often frustrating for him as his in-the-money percentage was a roster low 27.3. His long court game never really got back on track until the last couple weeks of the season. And Arto will be playing back court and doubles out of the 4 slot for the Renegades. And even though he was an official at Magic City for a few years, he was always on court practicing. So he's, at this point, he's probably more familiar with the Magic City court than he is the Dania court, and definitely more than any of the newcomers, because he's, you know, he knows every nook and cranny and live spot, dead spot that Magic City can throw at a player. So it should be interesting that to see how he does now that he's going to be playing at Battle Court. The final addition to the Magic City and the Renegades roster is Garneda. He's 5'10", 160. He'll turn 26 during his Battle Court 3 season. With a third-round selection for the Renegades. And he finished in the money 28.8% of the time, slightly better than Norda. So, yeah, we'll see. I guess starting Friday, we've got some games going, and it'll be fun to be back. Battle Court will be playing Friday, Monday, Tuesday. Paramutual or Pelota games will be played Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And I'm sure the players I know have been practicing for the last couple of weeks. And I heard from Barba the other day, he's going to be a full-time sub for Battle Court. And so he will not be doing his Twitch show, which ran parallel to the you know, the broadcast that was last year on Watch Highlights. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he sub on any of the teams?
Yeah. We'll be like a wild.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Wow. And that should be fun.
And it's good for him, because he's been trying to, he's overcome some injuries and trying to get into Battle Court or H2H, and now he'll get his chance now and then, because someone may not be out for a week, but might, you need to miss a day or two, and he can jump in and do his best, and you get that the thrill of that experience. So that's the story on our 6 new players, 3 for the Chargers, 1 for the Devils, 2 for the Renegades, and I'm sure they're anxious to get going down there. I know when I was at Dania the first weekend of January, I saw Scott Savin up there checking out new players, and probably with friends and family, so I didn't bother him. I know from Benny's comments on doing their streams that you know, he and Stu Nyman have a long friendship and respect for each other. So, you know, if the leaders of the two things can get along, then all Highlight fans should get along. I'm grateful that we've got this wonderful game to watch pretty much year-round, guaranteed for the next 2 years. So let's enjoy it, and we'll see what happens when the ball starts flying on Friday.
Hey, well said, well said. Yeah, I'm excited too. You know, it should turn out into a year-round sport. You know, because we're going to have 2 seasons of Battle Court, the spring and the fall season. And, you know, then Dania will have what they're doing around November, December month, typically.
It looks like they applied for dates for December and January and May at February. And then they may be host to a special tournament in November that's part of a touring European thing that they finalize the details for that. He really hopes they can pull that off, because it would bring some of the top players over here. That'd be a real treat for the fans to be able to see. It's easier to go to Florida than it is to go to Europe. Mm-hmm. I'll go to Europe one day, but yeah, I'll be happy to be able to get down to Florida in November if it comes to happen. And in the meantime, I'll be planning 2 or 3 trips during the various Battleport season.
In the holidays, yeah.
Battleport games at Magic City, and remember, July and August are going to be certainly going to be a downtime for the Magic City competition, because they're going to be hosting their amateur and their world the super tournament, and so we'll see, you know, how these things go, and I hope the players are fresh, and wish them all good health in the upcoming season.
All right, yeah, it's going to be exciting. And also, if you're a fan, listening fans, go on ahead and head over to wjal.eprn.us. That's wjal.eprn.us. From there, you can head on over to Highlight World, Watch Highlight, BetRivers.com, and everything related to Highlight. It's the World Highlight League fan portal.
And FantasyHighlight.com. Don't forget to make your way.
FantasyHighlight.com.
We got to want to win some money. You think you won some money last year? Did you not, sir?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay.
It came in handy. Came in handy.
When you go to Magic City, folks, and if you haven't been there yet, you can, this year it'll be Friday nights again, and you can. They've got a contest there that's free to enter, but this time it'll be $10 per match if you guess the winner of the match, and maybe the amount of sets it takes them to win that thing. But I was fortunate to walk out with more cash than I walked in with. I made some good picks, and that match is coming back this year, slightly reformatted as Andrew said it would be, and we're gonna. That's something. That's a little bonus if you're able to make it in for those Friday games, which are open to the public. And I wish Stu and Andrew a great season too. They really set a new standard for highlight announcing that everyone in the world should be following. Their play-by-play is fantastic. Stu is another great historian of the game, and they should be really be putting on a good show for all the listeners. And let's. When you grow that audience, get your friends involved, and make highlight happening again as it did in Florida in years and decades past.
Yeah, there you have it. There you have it, folks. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with co-host here, Rockin' Ray Haluska. And I want you all to have a great week with World Highlight League. Stay tuned in. Until next time, have a great week with World Highlight League and get to the fan portal.
Highlight, America's new super sport.